Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Zurich. For pensions, protection, savings and investments. At Zurich, we deal in peace of mind.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Now, a record number of people were treated for drug use in Ireland last year, with cocaine the most common drug outside of alcohol. New figures from the Health Research Board also show a surge in repeat cases and a massive rise in the number of women seeking treatment. We're joined now by Johanna Ivers, who's Associate Professor in Addiction from the School of Medicine in Trinity College Dublin. And Johanna, you're very welcome to the programme. Cocaine is now accounting for 40% of all drug treatment cases in Ireland last year. That's over 5,200 people. What does that tell us about the scale and the reach of cocaine use in Ireland at the moment?
Well, I mean, to state the obvious there, it's the numbers are reflective of people presenting for treatment. But if you think that if you look at a population, that use drugs, 15% of those will run into trouble and present for treatment. So you can imagine that the number of youth is quite large.
So I mean, judging from what you're saying there, that figure of 5,200 is likely to represent 15% of the total number of people using cocaine in the
country. That's what we know about clinical populations that show up for treatment.
Okay. We've also seen a 250% increase in treatment for cocaine since 2017. The rise. We've discussed this on this programme numerous times over the last couple of years, how it's in every corner of the country, in every village in the country. Is this a reflection that those higher figures that we're talking about, do you think it's a reflection of greater access to services? That's why you're counting it? Or is it greater use, or both?
Well, I think the figures from the HRB indicate bigger numbers showing up at treatment because they're treatment figures. But I think, you know, the flip side of your question is, if we look at some data, we know that more and more people are reporting drug use. With the World Drug Report and the EMCDDA or EUDA figures, we know that people are using drugs like cocaine more as well.
And particularly women, because the number of women seeking treatment has jumped by over 400% since 2017. What can you tell us about the issues then around women using cocaine and looking for treatment?
Well, I think, again, two sides of the coin, Sarah. One is that I think women are showing up for treatment more. But I also think it is that in 2017, there was a massive gap and a deficit in women showing up for treatment. I would say that gap still exists if we look at the numbers that are presenting in terms of, you know, one in five were for powder cocaine and the others for crack cocaine. So I think, again, it's a reflection of us doing better at treatment level, but I still think there's a far way to go, particularly with women who use drugs.
And when you say a far way to go, is it to get them into treatment?
Yeah, I mean, I still think that if you're a woman who uses drugs and has dependence or addiction issues, you're still heavily stigmatized in Ireland today to present for treatment. And there's other underlying issues. If you're a woman who has children, there's a risk that you will come on the radar of TUSLA. And then, you know, so that we know that, and I know this from my own direct research, they're the reasons that keep women away from contacting services when they need them, more so than their male counterparts.
And do we know why that is? Why would there not be an equal risk for men or fathers when it comes to TUSLA, for example? Or I'm sure there is.
Well, what we're seeing is, and if you talk to women who use drugs, that's the reason that keeps them outside of presenting for treatment, one of the main reasons. But women will still be, you know, a higher target for TUSLA than their male counterparts or the father of the child.
Okay, in terms of the treatment that we have, the model of treatment that we have for cocaine addiction, do you think it's working?
I think it's working, and it seems like a terribly trite thing to say, but we need the resources and we need more services. And we know from other jurisdictions that when it comes to the programs that we run in Ireland that are psychosocial, that's where the evidence lies. But I think, again, to state the obvious, we need to invest more in services. What we're giving sometimes from a county or service perspective can be pennies and pence, you know.
In terms of the rest of the research that we have here, we see that opioids were the second most common drug, but that the numbers there are falling. Good news.
Yeah, the numbers there are falling, and that's been a consistent, again, if you look back in the trends from 2017 forward, and again, it's a global decline. But again, we would see that we have in excess of 10,000 patients that would be receiving treatment for opioids. But you're right, it is changing. As we go outside Dublin, then drugs like heroin as an opioid would be something that's stable outside Dublin.
60% of cases had polydrug use, lots of different types of drugs being used. How does using multiple substances, how does that complicate the treatment and the recovery?
Well, it complicates it from the very basic, you know, the fact that if people are using multiple substances, they often need multiple interventions. But I mean, there are risks to people's health with various. So if we take cocaine as the leading drug, and then the most common drug taken with cocaine is alcohol, and that causes a lot of physical risks because it creates its own cocoethylene, a chemical that the body presents or develops in it, and it can cause lots of cardiac issues. So again, if you look at the reason why people would die from cocaine use, it's often related to a cardiac event. So it complicates people's, you know, presentation, but also their intervention.
Recovery. Okay. Johanna Ivers, Associate Professor in Addiction from the School of Medicine in Trinity College Dublin. Thank you very much for joining us
with
all
of
that. Thank you.